This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Because of the Masters tournament that's going on in, I think it's Augusta, Georgia, I always think every year of a golfer by the name of Payne Stewart. Remember the guy that wore the old-fashioned knickers and the old-fashioned golfing garb? Payne Stewart was killed in a plane crash in October, I believe, of 99. And Payne Stewart, after a tournament, was flying in a Learjet, two pilots, two close business associates, I think one or two friends. And you may remember the story. They surmised that there was a leak in the windshield, and somehow they lost oxygen, and they slowly just, everybody on the plane went to sleep. An F-16 jet, Air Force jet, was sent up to check what was going on. They got within 50 feet of the Lear. They edged closer, but they couldn't see anyone moving inside the plane. An Air Force Captain Hamilton said later, "It's a very helpless feeling to pull up alongside another aircraft and realize the people inside that plane are potentially unconscious or some way incapacitated. There was nothing I could do physically from my aircraft, even though I was just 50, 75 feet away. The F-16s got close, checking both sides for structural damage, but found none. For more than 4 hours," get this is from Tracy Stewart's book. Payne Stewart's wife wrote this, "for more than 4 hours and 1,400 miles, the plane streaked across America with nobody touching the controls." For 4 hours, flying itself. About 1:16 p.m. in the afternoon that day, the 2.5 million high-performance jet aircraft apparently ran out of fuel and spiraled from the sky at nearly the speed of sound. This Learjet, carrying my husband, two of our dearest friends, a trusted business associate, and two pilots, plummeted into a field near Minas, South Dakota. The jet hit the earth at about 600 miles per hour, blowing a hole in the ground about 40 feet wide and 10 to 14 feet deep. My soulmate, my best friend, the father of my children, was dead, was gone. Now, the story that I want to tell you, even though that's a terrible story and stands on its own as a dramatic story, was what Tracy Stewart tells, that months or maybe a year or two earlier, Payne Stewart gave his life to Christ. And Payne Stewart would wear a band, the WWJD, "What Would Jesus Do?" And he meant it. What would Jesus do? And he had an impact on his friends and golfing associates because they all talked about the change that took place in Payne Stewart's life. What happened to Payne Stewart? Light. L-I-G-H-T. This week I read somebody talking about their university studies. They were studying comparative religions. He made an interesting comment. I've never heard anyone say this before. He said, "Most of the world religions had one word that was the common denominator of all those religions. Two letters. D-O. Do. Do. Do." And he said, "As a Christian, I realize there's one word that describes Christianity. Done. Done. It's already been done because of the cross. It's already been done because of what Jesus accomplished in his death, burial, and yes, resurrection from the dead." What's the message today? It's all about light, L-I-G-H-T. The light of Christ that God wants to shine in your hearts. And Satan's goal is not to get you drunk, not to get you high, not to get you immoral. His goal is to blind you from the truth of God's word and to blind you from the truth of the gospel. It's all about light or lack thereof. Decide. Decide today to open your eyes and the eyes of your heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, to see what? The light of Christ. It's all about his light. Always has been. Always will be until eternity.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.